Ladies and gentlemen, would you believe Smiley Miley on an elephant? I can't believe it. That's incredible. Give him a round of applause. He's a braver man than I am.
Thank you very much. I had to top Noel last week for you.
What did Noel do last week?
Well, it was milk floats and Flynn. I thought, you're big. This is big.
Watch where he's sticking his snout.
Ah, yes, the Radio 1 Roadshow. Loved by many, derided by a few, but undoubtedly an iconic programme in the 1970s and 80s. There's a Radio Academy event on the South Coast later this month, bringing together some of the big names from the time. And we'll find out more in this podcast.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
I'm Trevor Dan. News and radio moments to come, but first...
From the North Fishtown Beach in UK. Radio 1 on
the road. So Alex Dyke at Radio Solent is behind the project. Alex, what is it about the Radio 1 Roadshow in what some people would think of as its golden years that you want to celebrate?
Well, here, Trevor, at BBC Radio Sonnet, we are doing the 40th anniversary of the summer of 76, that long, hot summer. And I guess that was probably coinciding with the height of the BBC Radio 1 Roadshow. I would imagine between 76 and 82, 83, it was probably at its most popular. And I thought it would be a nice tie-in to our celebrations. And obviously, on the South Coast, you've got the Isle of Wight, South Sea, Bournemouth. Big destinations, particularly Bournemouth, for the roadshow.
Now, for a lot of younger people, the idea of a Radio 1 external event, an OB, if you like, is something massive like the Radio 1 Big Weekend. For those people who don't remember the daily roadshow that ran over the summer holidays, what was it like? What happened when you turned up to one of those shows?
Well, for me on the Isle of Wight, we were starved of live entertainment. I remember we had the Real Thing when they were number one with You, To Me or Everything, one of our big discotheques, the Carousel Club. And just about everybody on the Isle of Wight who was into music went to that because it was one of very, very few gigs. So, if you like, the next best thing was the Roadshow anyway. And I can remember the 1st of August 1977, Noel Edmonds was on The Breakfast Show and the Roadshow had returned to the Isle of Wight. It had only come once before in 74 and it came to Yavelland on the Isle of Wight. It was a beautiful day. Noel Edmonds was Radio 1's biggest star at the time and it was like the whole of the Isle of Wight and all of the holidaymakers were there. And I got to the front and I got picked for bits and pieces and I won bits and pieces. So from that moment on, it was a huge deal for me. But, you know, you had disc jockeys who were nearly as big as pop stars playing records. And I know on some of these, Trevor, as you remember, there were PAs from groups like the Wurzels occasionally or the Wombles. But big rock bands at that time were not coming and promoting their new singles. So it was just really down to the disc jockey. And the fact that this national programme was coming from your seaside town or a seaside town that you're on holiday in.
So this was a lunchtime show, wasn't it? I think it was 45 minutes in its heyday, though it might have been an hour at some points. And they would fetch up and they would park their truck and it had a sort of looked like a veranda at the outside. And as you say, DJs, some of whom were also TV people like Edmonds and Mike Reed, but also people like Andy Peebles, would stand up on a stage and basically whip the crowd up and then they'd play them some records. It almost seems like radio of another age.
Well, it was another age, wasn't it? And they were more innocent times in many ways. But Radio 1 then was a huge deal, wasn't it? Because you had most kids weren't listening to their local ILR stations because they were still doing Potting Jam and the Magic of Quilting. So what did you have? Unless you were lucky enough to be listening to Capital Radio in London, you were probably listening to Radio 1 by day and Luxembourg by night. These were the same guys, let's not forget, in most cases, who were on Top of the Pops or who were fronting Mike Reed Superstore or Noel Edmonds and Swap Shop. So this was a pretty big deal.
you mentioned bits and pieces. Remind us what happened at the famous Radio 1 Roadshow quiz.
Radio 1 Roadshow, bits and pieces. Bits and pieces.
Right, so what you had was you had the Dave Clark Five, the song Bits and Pieces, turned into a jingle for Bits and Pieces. But not only that, they even gave you a jingle to say one more record to Bits and Pieces. Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
So then they would ask these kids to come up. They would play them 10 records, 10 snippets of records, and you had to name the artist. Now, Trevor, can I just share this with you? The day I did it, you had to name the 10 artists. And I drew. I was a young youth club DJ. I drew with another guy who was on holiday. And Noel Edmonds said, this has never happened before. We've got a tie. So what he did was he played a record that was in the charts by Queen at the time at a slow speed. And we both had to guess what it was. And guess what? We both shouted out Queen at the same time. And Noel Edmonds said, look, this has definitely never happened before. I don't know what to do. He said, I'm going to play another record and you've got to guess what this new release is. And I looked over at the turntable and I could see it was a Motown record. And I knew there were only probably two releases that week. One by a group, I think it was called the Dynamic Express or something. And the other one was by Smokey Robinson, a song called Vitamin U. And he played this record and I knew it. And I said, Smokey Robinson, Vitamin U. And I got that Radio 1 goodie bag with the Top of the Pops album in it and the Noel Edmonds welly sticker and the baseball cap and the sun strip, the Radio 1 sun strip, 275 and 285. And for me, Trevor, at 15, I felt I'd won the lottery.
I don't think you've ever recovered, Alex.
I don't think I have. I mean, Noel Edmonds was a huge deal. And it was an earlier roadshow in 74 when they came to the Rye Pavilion with Ed Stewart. I went down. I remember as a 12-year-old getting to the front and just being in awe and thinking, this is what, at 12, this is the only thing I ever want to do, play records on Radio 1. Well, I didn't get to Radio 1, did I? But I've had a 30-year career out of it and some pretty good times. So I think for a lot of teenagers, not just those who were into radio, Trevor, but for a lot of teenagers, it was a big part of the summer holiday. And, of course, it was free, so the mums and dads loved it.
Live on stage, in all his glory, after his room was stink-bombed by me last night, who only owned up to it a short while ago, Smiley Miley.
Tell us about Smiley Miley and the mileage game.
Right, well, Smiley will be at our event on the 28th in Southampton. Smiley Miley, I think I'm right in saying, own the rights to all of the Radio 1 memorabilia or the logos that were sold on the T-shirts and the calendars. And so he would turn up with his goodie mobile. He would flog this gear, because he got some great deal with the BBC, I'm sure.
I was going to say, you wouldn't get a deal like that these days, Alex.
No, I don't know what. I'd love to know what the deal was. But I think, and someone out there will correct me on this, but he did some deal early on. They probably didn't realise, you know, the volumes of stuff they would be selling where, wasn't it, Radio 1 key rings and T-shirts, the sun strips that I mentioned, the calendars, the biros and all of that. Anything that had the logo on, he was selling that at the roadshow. And you had to guess how many miles he had travelled from, I don't know, let's say from Yavelland on the Isle of Wight to Bournemouth Seafront. And the one who was the nearest would win probably a Radio 1 biro.
Good morning, Smiley.
Good morning. Now stop it. No more funnies. Mike, you won the race last night. I couldn't get a winner's laurel, so I've got a rubber ring because I know you can't swim. And what we've got in store for you this afternoon, you're going to need it.
Oh, thank you very much.
So be prepared.
Yes, I will. Don't worry,
Smiley. Okay.
Sorry, I've sprayed him with my spray string. It serves you right.
Well, under the confusion, it's 39 miles.
39 miles. So the winner is... Let me just check the winner. The winner's Tim Brady, who also won the Radio Merseyside competition. So well done, Tim. 39 miles it is. And how far have we done so far?
Well, it's 1,136 miles up to today.
That's amazing.
Fantastic.
Bring your face a little closer to me so I can spray you again. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah,
Trevor, these are the days of the blankety-blank checkbook and pen and the crackerjack pencil. It all sounds a bit ridiculous now.
So what's happening at your event that the Radio Academy is sponsoring? You've got Johnny Beeling, who invented the roadshow, coming, haven't you?
Yes, now Johnny is coming down and he does his own thing on cruises now. He's got fabulous photographs and videos and slides, rare cine film, I believe, of the roadshow in action. And he will do a talk. And I think that Johnny got the idea from a radio station in France. So he's going to tell that story. We've got Paul Burnett coming. Of course, he was one of the Radio 1 DJs of the 70s and early 80s. Paul is my favourite presenter. I mean, Emperor Roscoe may be my hero. Kenny Everett may be the only genius ever to come from British radio. But Paul Burnett, I just adored Paul. I thought, you know, Paul would turn up and could make a show out of anything. And he was great on the road show. So Paul's going to be there.
Right, we're going to have a vote on this. I don't know which record to play. I can either play a very nice sort of disco sound by High Tension called British Hustle. Who would like that one played? Fine. Or you can have Jilted John and Jilted John. Now, this is so close. Yes, I think it's in favour of Jilted John. Here
we've got Smiley Miley, Johnny Beerling, Diddy David Hamilton, who was a huge star in the 70s, and also Adrian Just, who is remembered for his comedy shows on Radio 1, but of course he was the guy who did that voiceover at the Today Live from. So he's going to be there as well. It will be a trip down memory lane, but it's going to be really nice. Smiley's going to bring some of the original. Apparently he's got truckloads of the original T-shirts.
Oh, bet he has.
So he's coming along. I'm going to host the thing. We're going to be taking questions from the audience and we're going to be getting some great stories.
Alex, we wish you well with the event. Just remind us of the details.
It's Thursday the 28th. It's at the BBC Bar in Southampton. And we mustn't forget how big these guys once were, because they are the very foundations of British pop radio now. And I think it's important we keep their names on the radar, Trevor.
Alex Dyke, thank you so much for talking to the Radio Today programme. That's the Radio Academy event. Details on their site and on Radio Today's. Thanks again to Alex. Here's Stu with the news.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Yes, thank you, Trevor. The political merry-go-round that we've seen in the last few weeks has finally had its first major impacts on the radio industry this week, as the cabinet reshuffle saw the departures of the Culture Secretary John Whittingdale and the Digital Minister Ed Vasey from the government. To replace them, in comes Staffordshire Moorlands MP Karen Bradley as Secretary of State and the MP for West Suffolk Matthew Hancock as Minister of State at the DCMS. Colin Murray has quit TalkSport, where he does the mid-morning show, citing the upcoming takeover of Wireless Group by News Corp as the reason. He says potential future working relationships between TalkSport and The Sun have made his position unsustainable. Colin is a big Liverpool fan and ended his resignation statement with a reference to the Hillsborough tragedy. Stan Collymore's also given more details about his departure from TalkSport. He says his contract offer was withdrawn from him because of his criticism of News Corp. Ofcom has handed out 6 new community radio licences this week in Kent and East Sussex. 3 of them are in Brighton, where One Brighton FM, Platform B and Gadio will launch. Radio Cabin will cover Herne Bay, Sheppey FM for Sheerness and the Isle of Sheppey, and there's also Miskin Radio, which will go on AM, covering Gravesham, Dartford and Bexley. And how's about this for a long-running feature? The Guess the Sound competition at Bob FM in Hertfordshire has finally been won this week. After nearly 2 years of guesses from listeners, the initial £106 prize fund in September 2014 ended up at more than £3,000 when it was won this week, and the sound was someone plugging a phone charger into a socket in a car. And those are this week's big stories from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson.
Visual radio smarter and cheaper. Virtual director from Broadcast Bionics combines your social media, messaging, photos, audio and videos with intelligent camera control and automated graphics. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
David Lloyd would like to remind you just how radio
They say great talent gets sacked usually at least once. Kenny Everett was getting quite used to it by this week in 1970.
This week in history, radio moments.
Finally, Mrs. Mary Payton, wife of the Transport Minister, has passed her advanced driver's test first time. She's been driving more than 30 years, but says she was spurred on to take the test by her husband's appointment. That's the news from the third floor, incidentally. Our next one, 11:30.
She only passed because she crammed a fibre in his hand. I know these people.
Well, that was the remark said to have been the cause of his Radio 1 sacking 46 years ago this week. But the truth is rather different. Tim Blackmore was a Radio 1 producer back then.
In fact, technically, that wasn't the case. Kenny was actually fired because he had given a previous undertaking not to speak to the press. And he had chosen to speak to the press. So that was the technical reason why he was got rid of.
Tim Blackmore on part of that complex Kenny Everett story. I wonder if Kenny ever thought about writing into Our Tune.
Kenny was tortured about his sexuality. He was attracted to men, but his Catholic upbringing told him it was a mortal sin. Behind the clowning in public, of course, he was deeply miserable about, as he felt it, appearing skinny and unattractive. And fancying blokes.
Simon Bates with Our Tune, which started as a regular Radio 1 feature this week in 1980. In the real first edition, Sue met Steve on holidays, but Steve went off to the army in Germany, and she never saw him again.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big.
And that was the first song chosen on Our Tune 36 years ago, and I'm sure that really cheered her up. This week in 1969, Man Walked on the Moon, and the following day the breakfast shows were all across it.
And in fact, I must apologise if at the very beginning of today's show I sounded a bit drowsy, but as you can well imagine, I was very intrigued by what was going on upstairs, you know, on the moon. And of course, I stayed up till about 5 o'clock watching those fantastic men walking about on the moon surface, taking photographs and everything. I think it's a tremendous feat. And once again, I'd like to offer congratulations to the American nation. That was really fantastic.
DLT and his take on the moon landing this week, 47 years ago. This week in 1990, the Magic name debuted in the UK and it arrived via Leeds.
It's 8:28 across West Yorkshire and it's here. The all-time great music station, Magic 828. Ray Stroud, Peter Tate, Mike Bitty, Alex Hall, Johnny Moran, Noddy Holder, David Hamilton, and Roger Kirk.
Good morning, good morning. It's here, it's the big day. It's 28 minutes past 8. I'm Roger Kirk, and welcome to our brand new radio station in West Yorkshire.
The launch of the first Magic with the help of John Myers as voiceover. It was Magic 828 in Leeds as Radio Air split its AM from its FM this week, 26 years ago. And I'm sure they were all enjoying playing with their new jingles, just as Chris Evans did this week, 4 years ago.
Are you ready? Whoa! This is Radio 2.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Monday, the 16th of July. Good morning.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. How do you like them apples? All right, morning, friends.
Chris Evans playing with his new jingle set this week in 2012. And stay with Radio 2, it's not a good day for newsreader John Marsh.
...into the sea, but signs of methane gas have been detected. Just give me a moment, if you would, and we'll carry on. Some people who were on holiday when the tour operator Gold... Kenneth Ogilvie from Ayrshire says at his hotel in Marmaris, people are being intimidated. And I beg your pardon, that's not exactly right either. This is all very strange. If you give me one moment, we'll see if we can actually get things right.
And that just goes on and on. Every journalist nightmare becomes reality for John Marsh on Radio 2 this week, 6 years ago.
No, I don't think it is. I do beg your pardon. We'll move on.
You don't seem to be having a very good time
we
of it.
Were
What's
hoping
going on?
We're hoping to play you a clip just then, but it didn't seem to fit with what I was talking about. So, give me a moment and we'll just carry on.
I can start and then you can come back to it.
No.
Poor love. Now, with Noel Edmonds arriving at Radio 1 47 years ago...
And we're going to take Ilfracombe by storm. Oh, don't stop that whip.
The start of the commercial sustaining service, Radio Radio, the superstation, 28 years ago...
Oh, well, listen, that's the end of the show, I'm afraid. Yet another show bites the dust.
Grampian TV selling loss-making Scott FM for £5.25 million 20 years ago.
ago. And the death of the much-loved Emily Bull from KLFM and Star this week last year.
Her mother's books were gone, her slumped antique furniture vanished.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
These are David Lloyd's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David. That's it for this week. It's been a TDC production and we'll have another one very soon. Thanks for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.